From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In the fight for the Iraqi city of Mosul, reports indicate the Islamic State defenders are using civilians as human shields. President Obama Tuesday acknowledged the Iraqi Kurdish assault on Iraq's second biggest city will not be easy.
Mosul will be a difficult fight, and there will be advances and there will be setbacks, but I am confident that just as ISIL has been defeated in communities across Iraq, ISIL will be defeated in Mosul as well, and that will be another step towards their ultimate destruction.
A U.S. defense official said Tuesday more than 100 U.S. troops are accompanying thousands of Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in their push to take back Mosul. They claim to have already captured a dozen villages nearby. Estimates of IS fighters in Mosul range from 3,000 to 5,000. International Committee of the Red Cross Regional Director Robert Mardini had one simple message for the combatants: put civilians first.
Not targeting civilians, not targeting civilians' infrastructure. It means not attacking medical facilities and medical personnel, avoiding the use of heavy explosive weapons in densely populated areas, allowing people access to water, food, and medicine, treating people with dignity, giving safe passage to those who want to leave. It means giving humanitarian organizations access to help.
The long-awaited offensive is backed by airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition and involves Sunni tribal forces as well as Shia militia. At least seven people, including five soldiers and two al-Shabaab militants, were killed Tuesday in an attack on the Somali town of Afgoya, a town 30 kilometers west of the capital Mogadishu. A suicide bomber detonated explosives-laden vehicle near a Somali police station and African Union base. This is VOA News. In Syria, Russian and Syrian aircraft have halted airstrikes on rebel-held sectors of Aleppo as they prepare for a unilateral humanitarian pause in the assault to allow anti-government fighters, as well as the sick and wounded, to leave. As for humanitarian efforts, Jens Lerke of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said there's no guarantee all fighting will stop.
We need to have assurances from all parties to the conflict, not just a unilateral announcement that this will happen. We need everybody to give us those assurances before it is really immediately useful for us to do anything meaningfully on the humanitarian side, such as urgently evacuating the sick and the wounded, but also provide assistance into the city, which has been under siege for more than 30 months.
The eight-hour pause in military operations Thursday will last from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. local time. Moscow has been accused of engaging in war crimes in Aleppo. An Iranian court sentenced an Iranian-American businessman, Siamak Namazi, and his 80-year-old father to 10 years in prison on charges of cooperating with, quote, the hostile American government. The elderly Bakir Namazi, a former UNICEF representative, once served as governor of Iran's oil-rich Khuzestan province under the Shah. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said the two have been unjustly detained and demanded their release. He said the sentencings could have a chilling effect on international investment in Iran.
Iran, by its behavior and some of its actions, needs to be aware that they're affecting the confidence that outside investors, companies, corporations have in investing in Iran, and that's just a reality.
Another dual citizen, Nizar Zaka, a permanent American resident from Lebanon, was among those sentenced to 10 years in prison. The Taliban has denied reports of secret meetings with Afghan government officials. The Guardian newspaper Tuesday quoted anonymous Afghan officials and sources within the Taliban as confirming at least two interactions between the warring sides in September and October. A spokesman for the parents of 21 Chibok schoolgirls freed by Boko Haram after 2 years Tuesday appealed to the government to help them reintegrate into society.
We appeal for the federal government to take care of their health. After taking care of their health, we want the federal government to take care of their education.
The girls were freed after negotiations between the Sunni insurgency and the government, with talks underway to free dozens more. China's economy expanded 6.7% in the third quarter, the same as the previous two, keeping the world's second largest economy on track to meet its target growth rate of between 6.5% and 7%. Rock music pioneer Chuck Berry, whose career extended to the 1950s, has announced plans to release a new album, his first in nearly 40 years.
That's the latest world news from VOA.